Professional sports teams have a small country's worth of colors, songs, banners, and traditions, and their names are either cursed or praised daily. Commentator Frank DeFord says a team's name and nicknames can say a lot about the players, the fans, and the culture of professional sports.
I don't know why, but I'm always intrigued by sports nicknames. Why, for example, aren't there ever any major league teams named after dogs? Meanwhile, there are lots of bird teams. Maybe it's because if you name your team, say, the Terriers or the Hounds, then when they play poorly, you know all the headlines will say, "Going to the Dogs," or "Dogging It," and stuff like that. Or explain this to me. Virtually all the teams that have two words in their nicknames or two distinct names in one word, like Redskins, are always known by the last name. That is, the Red Wings are always the Wings, the Supersonics, the Sonics, the 49ers, the Niners, and so forth. Why is this always so? For example, why aren't the Cowboys called the Cows instead of the Boys? And why aren't the Mighty Ducks called the Mighties instead of the Ducks? However, when teams only have a one-word nickname and it is shortened, it's invariably called by the first syllable. The Pats, the Avs, the Cavs. The Astros are the one major exception to this rule. The Astros are called the Stros. I'll let you figure out why. The best contracted nicknames are the Chi Sox and the Bo Sox. They're my favorites. D-backs is a late entry, and I think I like D-backs, but why not Diamonds? Well, Diamonds, you see, is a first name. A few nicknames produce their own group nicknames. I like these. Flock for the various birds, tribe for the Indians, fish for the dolphins and marlins. Do they ever say pack for the Timberwolves or herd for the Rams? Rams do come in herds, don't they? How about nobility for the Royals? Nobility top flock. Or clergy for the Padres? Clergy edge tribe. I like that. A few teams have nicknames for the nicknames. The Canadians are the Habs, the Angels the Halos, the Hockey Rangers the Blues, the Yankees the Bronx Bobbers. I think the Cubs have the only real diminutive, the Cubbies. That's what happens when you lose all the time. The Ottawa Senators are called the Sens, but when Washington had the Senators, they were never the Sens. Sometimes, though, the Washington Senators were called the Nationals because it could be shortened more affectionately to Nats. Even if that reminds you of bugs. Anyway, one year they had a slogan in Washington, "I'm crazy about the Senators, but I'm nuts about the Nats." Fortunately, the Nats lost just as often as the Senators. No team should be allowed to take its nickname when it leaves town. I was so glad that Cleveland kept the Browns. But then, the Utah Jazz? The Los Angeles Lakers? The Memphis Grizzlies? Nonsense. A new town, a new nickname. That should be a constitutional amendment. For perversity, though, my favorite nickname is the Atlanta Falcons. In the Middle Ages, when falconry was popular with the Royals, no, not the Kansas City Royals, the falcons used for hunting were females. Male falcons were smaller, weaker, and not as pretty as the females. Male falcons were so plain and scrawny, in fact, they weren't even called falcons. They were called tercels. Each Sunday, when the Falcons of Atlanta lose another football game, I always wonder, do the players know they're named after girls?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.